What profession is the most hostile toward Christianity? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, I'm sure there would be a few familiar names in anybody's top 10 list, but you think philosopher would probably be up there somewhere.
John, the history of philosophy has always included powerful Christian thinkers, but there was a significant move of Christian philosophers in the latter part of the 20th century. Recognizing the lack of outspoken believers in the academy, influenced by the rise of modernity, there was a resurgence in Christian critical thinking.
And this week we'll be looking at some important figures in a book edited by Kelly Clark called Philosophers Who Believe. The title tells you people may assume unbelief is the default of professional philosophers.
This is certainly not the case, and I want to start the ball rolling by talking about Stephen Davis, a philosophy professor at Claremont McKenna College. Stephen Davis grew up in a fragmented family. He responded to the gospel as a teenager when a couple of UCLA footballers shared their testimony at a special outreach event. Davis was captivated by Jesus and the impact that Jesus has had then and throughout history.
So did philosophy play a part in leading him to Christ then?
It had a bigger part to play after the event. Davis said, "My reasons for being a Christian have little to do with philosophy. It has more to do with experiences of the guidance or grace or forgiveness of God. However, almost everything I've written since tries to show that the Christian faith is rationally defensible." Stephen Davis compares the Christian life to running a relay race. Running well counts for little unless we successfully pass on the baton to the next generation.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.